while this is trying to locate the DVD right in here. In 1997, it was like a small startup video store, and decided that the advantage that it had in the market was to supply videos through the mailing network rather than having a physical store that consumers go to rent a video and take it away. It thought there's an opportunity to start like an electronic version of this, order them online, have it mailed out to you the next day. However, it didn't really develop that idea kind of comprehensively until about 1999. And since then, it's had this huge rapid growth. And so basically what it is a connection of distribution warehouses across the states that dispatch these DVDs to consumers on a daily basis. So it's got subscriptions of 10 million. People sign up to hire 2 videos per month for a year, for example, and that's how it makes its money. And it's made, to date, $1.5 billion in revenue. So it's a really kind of clever, innovative idea. But what I want you to notice when you're watching this video is just think about this distribution network. I mean, how incredibly complex it is to actually have this network work efficiently, and the amount of equipment and the cost of the equipment in delivering this somewhat really simple product to the consumer, because it's a really kind of complex idea. It sounds simple, but to make it operate effectively and efficiently isn't that easy.
Just about every movie that was ever produced in Netflix, in fact, if it's on DVD, we have it in Netflix. Beverly Hills 90210, that's season 1, this one. Mrs. Henderson presents Wild Tigers I Have Known. No Country for Old Men, of which there are a lot of boxes. No Country for Old Men, No Country for Old Men. To our engineers, this is beautiful catalog. It's kind of like a Dewey Decimal System in here.
Okay, movies! Since Netflix has made it so easy for people to find the right movies, you're all going out today. Netflix users can choose from classics and new releases to TV shows and get the details on over 90,000 titles. Even search for children's movies based on age. That's you, Pinocchio. No late fees ever, so some of you may be out for quite a while.
Netflix, start your free trial.
When Reed Hastings, founder of Netflix, came up with this idea with some of the first shows in the DVD format back in 1997, actually, somebody gave him a DVD, and they said, this is the future of movies. He latched onto it right away and went out to buy DVDs, and there weren't any available. So he went and bought a bunch of CDs, about 12, 15 CDs, put them in first-class mail envelopes, put a stamp on them, and mailed them to himself. And when they all came back in great playable condition, he knew he was onto something.
Netflix changed the way Americans rent movies. Before Netflix, you had to drive to the video store with all that inconvenience where there was kind of lousy selection and poor service and punitive late fees. Netflix changed all that. Netflix made as many DVDs that are available on DVD available to you to rent on a subscription basis. One low monthly fee, rent as many as you want. No late fees ever. Keep the movies as long as you like. You're on the Netflix website. It's all these tabs show up. They're very simple. Browse DVDs, Watch Instantly, Your Queue, and some others. And you just go to the tab you want. Mine is Browse Instantly, or Watch Instant, rather. So I'm going to see what's available now to watch instantly on the TV. And oh, this week, Netflix members are watching the Pink Panther Classic Cartoon Collection. Great stuff. When Netflix started in 1999, it started with 3,900 titles available on DVD. Today, there are more than 100,000 titles available on DVD. Of course, Netflix has grown in that time from about 200,000 members to more than 8.2 million members. and we have more than 100,000 titles on DVD and more than 12,000 movies and TV episodes to watch instantly on a TV and on a PC. So the company has grown, but well, this stays the same. Log on to Netflix.com, put the movies in your queue, watch them in the order that you receive them.
Are we there yet? I guess that's a good question the cameraman's asking. Are we there yet? We have Boston here.
Netflix has more than 100 distribution points around the country. The bulk of those is distribution centers, where we have the full service of return and shipping of DVDs. But we also have a handful of drop points where we collect DVDs in more outlying areas, more rural areas, and then we ship those DVDs from the drop point to the full service distribution center.
And what our associates are doing is ripping open the envelope, removing the sleeve, removing the DVD from the sleeve, inspecting the DVD, cleaning it, and then putting them out for rent or return. This is about 5 o'clock in the morning with associates, and we do this all across the country.
The key of the Netflix service is the speed. That's why Netflix embarked on this very big program of nationwide distribution centers, including in Honolulu, Hawaii, and Anchorage, Alaska, Portland, Maine, Butte, Montana, a lot of small markets that normal shipping companies don't have centers in. Netflix does.
Everything is highly automated in Netflix. It's a part of the beauty of the system. Everything has a UPC code. Every disc has its own UPC code. When we ship out 2 million on a typical day, that's a lot of discs for movies. What we're doing here is quality control. And you can see the disproportionate number of good quality DVDs with those that are either mismatched, cracked, or damaged. So this DVD came in. This is Entourage, Season 1, Disc 2. And it came in with a crack. You can see this crack right here. So our associates don't look at that, spot that right away, put it back in the sleeve, and put it in this slot here. But of all these DVDs that have come in so far, only 4 or 5 of them are cracked. That's why we go through painstaking on this to make sure you get it. In fact, we have a big poster. Our goal is to always deliver the correct playable disc the next day at a cost unattainable by our competitors. Netflix is run by computer scientists. It is a software company. We have a system called collaborative filtering where we take all of the movie ratings, Netflix has more than 2 billion ratings from its members, into a database, puts them into other ratings with other members, and links them. So if you love The Godfather and you gave it 5 stars, you might also love Carlito's Way. But you might also love Avalon. So what Netflix will do is say, did he love The Godfather because it's a crime movie, or did he love The Godfather because it was a movie about immigrants? And if it's a movie about immigrants, we'll slot you, the collaborative filtering will tell you that you're going to love Avalon because it's about American immigrants or European immigrants to America, which is why you love The Godfather.
There are a lot of high-tech terms in Netflix. These machines we call the stuffer. The mailer is going in, being positioned flat. A little suction pops it up and inserts the DVD from this tray, and then it flips it closed, it strips off the tab, and it sends it out right here. Sealed, not yet signed, not yet delivered.
Netflix has evolved the iconic red envelope, the mailer, probably 50 or 60 times, and that's all been self-directed. We have a very good relationship with the United States Postal Service. Everything we do is in full compliance with their regulations. But Netflix is the number one growth customer in the United States Postal Service for first-class mail. We have a central warehouse in Sunnyvale, California, which is where we are now, and that's where we receive all of the DVDs that Netflix ships out to all of its members around the country. So when we order, for instance, No Country for Old Men, we'll buy tens of thousands of copies of that disc. That will arrive here in Sunnyvale on spindles in boxes, about 1,000 discs per spindle, and then we'll put that into a process and put those out to the distribution centers. That all happens right here. There are 18,000 copies in an inconvenient truth there. So we have a lot of jewel cases, and right here, this dumpster behind us, we're recycling jewel cases for movies that we've purchased and have come in on the jewel cases. Netflix doesn't need a lot of storage space because most of the discs are stored in your house, and in my house, and in his house, and in all the members, because they come in and they go out on the same day, generally. We ship 2 million a day, and 40 of that 2 million discs we ship every day, we're shipping about 46,000 titles. So on a daily basis, about half of our catalog is being shipped. These bins here, every now and then somebody does a silly thing and returns one of their personal discs to Netflix. Here's Eugene's favorites, whatever Eugene's favorites are, we don't know. Eugene's favorites instead of the Netflix movie he rented. We keep them here, and when the member realizes
but they don't have it anymore. What did I do with it? And they contact us at customer service. We track it back to this bin right here. Somebody will come put this in an envelope and send it to the member. There are really only two scenarios that somebody won't get the movie they ordered the next day, and one of those scenarios is inclement weather or shipping delays or something like that. The other scenario is if we have a surge of demand on new releases, sometimes on a really hot new release on the first day of issue, it's not available for everybody. And if that's the case, then we ship that new title to the members who have rented less in that period, thinking it's equal, everybody pays the same. So if you've rented more and have more movies at home and watch more in that period, we think it's fair that people who have had less to watch get that new release. You'll get it eventually, but just maybe not the next day. Or we play the preview upon it. Like, you could do this for days. You can spend days on this without even watching a movie, just watching previews. So I just added that to my instant queue. Chris Anderson, the editor of Wired, wrote a book called The Long Tail, and said the internet is going to be providing great content to people. It's the ubiquitous, it's the great equalizer of the internet. And Netflix, of course, trailed onto that and realized there's great content in movies you can't get at video stores. The average video store has 3,000 to 5,000 titles. Almost all of them are new releases. More than 70% of what Netflix ships every day is not a new release, or what we call a catalog.
I'm glad you baked your favorite banana bread.
I hate bananas. I want to watch a movie.
Okay, let's watch a movie.
An action flick.
Musical.
How about an awesome rad comedy?
All right.
If you think of Netflix as a studio play, we're in the very opening minutes of the second act. Act one was all DVD rental by mail. Act three will be all streaming over the internet, no DVDs at all. Right now, we're in the early minutes of the second act. We have a bundled service, DVDs by mail, and streaming instantly to the TV and to the PC. So when you turn your TV on, the Netflix player by Roku comes on, your instant queue automatically shows up. These are movies that are available to you to watch right now on your instant queue, and we have more than 12,000 instant TV episodes available to watch instantly. Stream right here to your TV, playback in as little as 30 seconds. There's no downloading, there's no storage, it's just going to come play right away. And this is Season 1 Diversity Day. This will be the first episode of season one. We can march through this. And here we're watching, streamed over the internet, The Office, or any other 12,000 choices we have. So you'll see DVD rentals ubiquitous for another 15 to 20 years. And people say that seems like a long time and technology is so fast advancing and so on. But don't forget, 1997, everybody was talking about downloading and releasing your wristwatch by 2005. And technology takes a while, consumer adoption takes And the Hollywood studios also are taking a little longer. They're studying this carefully. They don't want it to happen to them, like happened in the music industry, where people were getting their music downloaded and the CDs were becoming less and less relevant.
Okay, guys, I'm not going to discuss that because it's just basically an incredible distribution system and a bit eye-opening. So, questions about the essay, come down and see me now.